Hello and welcome to episode 282 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue Star Wars Week by looking at,
The tracks go off in this direction. Look, sir, droids!
Star Wars A New Hope faced many trials and tribulations between idea and getting on screen. George Lucas, the director, was really trying to do something that pushed the boundaries of filmmaking and technology in a big way. But all the technology in the world wouldn't matter if the actors had problems with their performance. Emotion, zeal, attitude, an actor must draw on their whole body from their face to their feet placement to convey his or her character. Well, Star Wars had a unique challenge. The story of Star Wars is told from the perspective of two inanimate objects. From the very beginning, George Lucas said that Star Wars was told through the most humble of the characters, C-3PO and R2-D2, two robots. Both of these characters play big parts in all the movies, and if they weren't convincing and compelling, then the whole film would just fall apart. The little droid, R2-D2, did not speak, but communicated through beeps and whistles. In, frankly, genius sound mixing, the Star Wars team was able to tell the audience if R2 was nervous, excited, or even cocky, based on the mix of sounds. C-3PO is a human-like droid played by Anthony Daniels, and even though he speaks, in many ways, C-3PO was the bigger challenge of the two droids. The droid does have a voice, but C-3PO's mouth is static, it doesn't move. Plus, the metallic costume was stiff, ridiculously so, as the mechanical character, while human-like, was still a robot, and so relied on a robotic framework to move. So without the ability to emote with the face, or even bend properly at any joint, Anthony Daniels had to rely on subtlety to communicate his character. Early on, for example, he discovered that C-3PO almost always had to be in motion, something you don't necessarily think about. He found that if he just stood still and delivered his lines, his character essentially became a disembodied voice. Since the lips didn't move, the audience just wouldn't know where the voice was coming from. By moving even just a little bit, Daniels brought life to C-3PO, making him as much of the story as any of his human counterparts. Thanks for tuning into episode 282 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue our Star Wars saga by looking at the death of a hero.